Good afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your day thus far. It's time to take a look at news again here on KCOB. I'm Randy Van. Well, Linville Sully Superintendent Shane Ayersman now has less than a week left to his 11 years of presiding over the school district. He attended his last Linville Sully School Board meeting as superintendent Monday night. Told the school board members, principals, and other staff members there that it's been a privilege and honor to serve the school district. Since his replacement was announced in mid-February, Ayersman's been working closely with him to make a smooth transition.
June 30th is my last day, so just getting the new superintendent, Matt Dunsbergen, transitioned into the new position, and we've been meeting weekly since he was hired, just to talk about the superintendency and talk about different things here at Linville Sully.
Dunsbergen is a 1997 graduate of Linville Sully. He takes over as the district superintendent July 1st. The past 7 years, he's been an elementary principal in Ankeny. Ayersman's been the superintendent of Linville Sully since July 2010. Next Thursday, July 1st, he starts his new job at William Penn University in Oskaloosa. In April, Ayersman agreed to be the director of distance learning and assistant professor in William Penn's education department. The mental health of students across the state, improving that is the focus of a new initiative that the governor is funding, and she's using $20 million of federal pandemic relief money to do that. The money will be used for a new Iowa Center for School Mental Health at the University of Iowa to help train current and future Iowa teachers. Iowa Department of Education Director Ann Lebo says, over the past year, many schools all across the state saw increasing levels of anxiety and depression among their students.
Addressing these growing needs and ensuring students feel connected and supported is crucial to their overall well-being and academic achievement.
Starting this summer, the center will provide all Iowa schools with crisis response services as well as face-to-face and online training for teachers. The man who leads the union representing thousands of state employees plans to retire. AFSCME Council 61 President Danny Homan says he'll retire at the end of his term and a new president will be elected during the union's upcoming convention that'll take place July 24th. 68-year-old Homan's been an employee of Council 61 for more than 33 years. He was elected president in 2005. Homan said in a statement that working for the union has been the honor of his life and says while there is a lot of fight left in him, now is the time for new leadership to move the council forward. He joined AFSCME in 1986 when he worked as an officer with community-based corrections in Sioux City. A restitution order was issued this week in the case of a Newton woman who used her mother's name and Social Security number to make over $2,700 in purchases. District Associate Judge Stephen Huerta has ruled 42-year-old Angela Renee Shaver must pay $6,114 restitution to her mother. In May, Shaver was sentenced to a 5-year suspended prison term, 3 years probation, and a $750 fine. She pled guilty to identity theft. Judge Huerta, in May, also ordered Shaver to have no contact with her mother for 1 year. In April 2019, Newton police began investigating allegations that Shaver's mother, who had onset dementia, was a victim of dependent adult abuse. The investigation, according to court documents, revealed that Angela Shaver opened a Zales account in February 2019 using her mother's name and Social Security number, but her own address. She immediately made a $1,630 purchase. That same month, Newton police say Shaver went to Sprint store in Des Moines and used her mother's identity to activate 5 lines of phone service totaling $1,147. 38-year-old Newton woman was sentenced this week after admitting she drove while under the influence of her prescription medication, which was lorazepam. Casey Sue Lamb pled guilty to second offense out of UI due to a prior February 2018 conviction in Jasper County. She was arrested shortly before 11:30 in the evening, November 9th, during a traffic stop for erratic driving on North 2nd Avenue West. Newton police say Lamb told the arresting officer she had taken her medication just before driving. She reportedly had bloodshot eyes, slurred speech. Her sentence consists of 7 days in jail with another 173 days suspended, $1,875 fine, completing the DMAC driver to the influence class, and undergoing a substance abuse evaluation and any recommended treatment. Lamb also pled guilty to a December 6th driving with revoked license charge. For that, she has to pay an additional $1,000 fine. A low $1 million plus bid was approved this week for the first phase of a water system improvement project in Prairie City.
On the northeast side of town, we're replacing water lines.
That's Prairie City Mayor Chad Alliger. The low bid was $1,035,816. City received four other bids ranging from $1,318,800 to $1,881,030. Prairie City Council is in the process of completing a water revenue loan to pay for the waterline replacements. Within 3 years, city plans to have phase two and three of the project completed. Prairie City Council this week also approved an increase in water rates and a contract to demolish the city-owned former thermal gas building by the water plant. Norm Rosendahl Tiling will take the building down for $7,350. Iowa State University is going to lead a $16 million research project on the use of wireless technology to provide internet access in areas of Marshall, Boone, and Story counties. Ericsson North America will provide a network, equipment, and service. Paul Schaller, vice president with the company, says agricultural uses will be one focus.
I'm really excited to look at the research output from this platform and discover more about the use cases and the radio technology that underpins it. This really will provide insights that we can put good use to be able to create the digital villages and digital farms of the future to sustain the rural landscape.
As part of this research project, livestock tracking and weed identification will be tested.
A drone has a camera. It identifies a weed in a field and can apply pesticides. So I think that's pretty interesting where AI technology is used for identification together with the cloud.
That project will also test wireless internet connections to rural hospitals, schools, and other sites in a 300-square-mile area. ISU faculty and students will be involved in the research. Margaret Matonsky of the National Science Foundation says its fourth project foundation is launched in the U.S. in partnership with more than 30 wireless companies and associations.
We need new solutions. Affordable access to broadband is becoming an essential necessity, similar to energy and water. And its applications are so far-reaching in our modern world that they directly and indirectly affect all aspects of our lives.
She says that includes telemedicine, self-driving vehicles, and other internet-based activities that are often out of reach in rural areas where connectivity is lacking. And while the research team will be based at Iowa State University, it'll partner with the Iowa DOT, state-owned Iowa Communications Network, as well as regional utilities and local school districts in these three counties. The Meskwaki Tribal Nation, Collins Aerospace, and John Deere will also be involved. In funeral announcements, Nyla Jean Hodges of Newton passed away Monday at the age of 84. Memorial service will be held 1 p.m. Friday, August 6th at Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory. Memorials for Nyla Jean Hodges to the Great Commission Fund through the Great Christian Missionary Alliance may be left at that service August the 6th. A memorial service for Francis and Betty Snook of rural Newton will occur 10:30 tomorrow morning. It'll be at Walla's Family Funeral Home and Crematory. Family greeting friends after the service tomorrow with a lunch at the funeral home. Robert Bob Utze of Des Moines, former Newton resident, passed away May 26th at the age of 91. Celebration of Life will be held this Sunday, West Shelter House in Maytag Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Memorials may be used for a donation in Bob Utze's name. They may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home or at Sunday's Celebration of Life. Make checks payable to Kim Stivers. Funeral service for 83-year-old Bill Luther of Gilman will be held 10:30 tomorrow morning at Smith Funeral Home in Grinnell. Service will start live streaming 10:15 tomorrow morning at Smith Funeral Home and Crematory Facebook page. Interment in Marshalltown at Rose Hill Memorial Gardens. Visitation for Bill Luther starts 2 this afternoon at Smith Funeral Home in Grinnell. Family receiving friends from 4 to 7 tonight. Memorials to the Bill Luther Memorial Fund. Mail those in care of Smith Funeral Home, P.O. Box 368, Grinnell, Iowa 50112. Memories and condolences may be shared with the family online at www.smithfh.com. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. That is your noontime look at news here on KCOB. I'm Randy Fant.